For many in predominantly Christian Cameroon, Christmas without new dresses, playthings and extraordinary food is unthinkable. Family breadwinners must provide them for all their spouses, kids and other dependents to guarantee a happy and peaceful holiday. Across the country this year, the traditional hustle and bustle that usually heralds the commemoration of the birth of Jesus Christ started off slowly. Until a few days ago, traders grumbled about poor sales, fearing they may end up with piles of unsold stocks of the seasonal Christmas goods. Civil servants complained the government had failed to pay their salaries on time. Others said they were waiting for the last-minute rush and a possible drop in prices. As a result, most markets nationwide only recently witnessed an upsurge in sales in the final days to Christmas. In the country's most populated city and economic nerve dweller, the vast majority of Xmas shoppers prefer low-priced Chinese goods. Many say imported products from other parts of the world, like Europe and America, are far beyond their reach. They add that with as little as $5, it is possible to buy a dress and a pair of shoes.
Chinese goods are affordable. When you have a large family, it is best to buy Chinese goods.
Chinese goods are good.
Chinese goods are very competitive in the world market. Chinese goods are the best for now.
Economists argue that if the demand for Chinese products is a measure of the effect of inflation on the purchasing power of Cameroonians, some would think the country teems with masses of poor people. And in the streets, many agree.
I think the Chinese goods are mostly for the average Cameroonian.
Most of us, we are very poor people. We cannot even earn 2,000 francs a day.
Our traders who go to China only acquire the goods they deem necessary for the Cameroonian market and for the Cameroonian people, according to our purchasing power.
They don't last long, but will you expect me to go and steal to buy something that is expensive?
Throughout the streets of Douala and other major urban settlements, the soaring demand for Chinese dresses, toys, medicines, motorbikes and electronic appliances, among others, has led to cutthroat competition for street-side commercial space between Chinese nationals and their Cameroonian hosts. Economists say the failure of the country to manufacture consumer goods and the heavy dependence on imports has favored the steady influx over the years of Chinese products. Calixtus Fu Gentry is the Secretary of State in the Ministry of Mines, Industries and Technological Development. He says the situation is not peculiar to Cameroon.
China is bailing out the whole world. The United States owes China lots of money. China is bailing out Europe. So it's not like we rushing to China. The very partners that we started with, who are well internationally renowned companies from very highly industrialized countries, are heading to China to look for finance.
However, a fraction of Cameroonians say they would not, for anything in the world, spend a dime on Chinese goods for Christmas. For them, the more expensive products from Europe and America are better because they last longer.
Chinese goods don't last. They are so flashy, they are not well manufactured.
They don't last long. Chinese goods, so far as I'm concerned, are goods of varying qualities.
Despite the ongoing debate, Chinese products have clearly topped the wish lists for many this Christmas in Cameroon. Among the choice items for shoppers are educational electronic toys and gadgets, including laptops.
The laptop,
many parents say they have noted with delight the absence of toy weapons on the markets this season. They say it is an indication that years of lobbying against them are finally paying off. Elsewhere, some are frowning at the increasing commercialization of Christmas over the years. Osolan Jeffrey is a member of the Holy Trinity Choir of the Presbyterian Church in the capital, Yaoundé. She says the growing attention on material is blurring the real meaning of Christmas for many.
Christmas is a season for reconciliation, for peace, for love, to share love with one another. So that even if we don't have gifts to give to people, gifts in kind, we could offer songs to them. My soul, I'm gonna come.
For VOA Africa, I'm Tariq Edivan Jr. in Douala, Cameroon. Merry Christmas!